So, Penelope, how difficult is it to get started?
Well, the golden rule when choosing your subject is to find them fascinating. Never mind whether they're historically important or, much worse, fashionable. Then concentrate on the key moments in their life and begin your research by focusing on the details surrounding them. Remember, you've got to win the reader over too, and the scandalous and shocking will attract more than the everyday.
What about when the subject's a famous historical figure? Isn't there a danger that it's all been written already?
The trick there is to uncover new information or to approach your subject from an original angle. Otherwise, your book will only be of interest to academics rather than booksellers or the general public. This is particularly challenging since you will need to present a different interpretation of what may be already well-documented facts.
So, what are the difficulties involved in researching someone's life?
Well, the main worry is organisation, although getting funding and especially time are also big concerns. You've got to plan or you'll never succeed. As soon as you can, create digital files of different periods of their life and, sorry, even before that, make a timeline. It's amazing how difficult it is to keep events in order. Finally, sort out any hard copy into similar periods.
Hard copy? Do you mean other biographies, history books and the like?
No, sorry. This can mean books, of course, but also things such as letters, diaries, especially those if there are any, photographs, newspaper clippings and so on. It may be accompanied by transcripts of interviews with people who knew your subject.
Ah, I imagine that's very exciting.
It can be, yes. But it's also tricky. You'd expect interviewees to feel excited too, or enthusiastic, yet they're actually often very reserved initially, becoming friendlier later. They may not like being recorded, and so won't say much during the official interview. You need to be prepared for what they may say afterwards once they relax. Then they often come out with a really interesting tidbits. It's vital to show them respect for their feelings and also gratitude for their time. Remember, you may need to come back to them for more information or to corroborate another person's testimony. It can be a long process.
So what's special about your work then, Penelope?
There's something wonderful about entering the world of an historical great, you know, like Napoleon, Alexander the Great, Genghis Khan. For a while, you are privy to part of the power these great leaders and politicians wielded, and that can be awe-inspiring. Another aspect is the thrill of the chase, as it were. It's almost like you're a detective hunting an elusive suspect, especially when you don't know if he's guilty or not. You might suddenly uncover information about him that completely changes your view and forces you to follow another line of research altogether. I get a real buzz out of that.
Penelope Fowles, fascinating. Thank you.